在祷告会之前啊，在我们祷告之前啊，用金尊的祭司来做我们彼此的勉励。
Before our prayer, I would like to use the topic of the royal priesthood as mutual encouragement.
请我们一起来翻开彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙者的美德。
9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
在这里彼得强调了几件的事情。
Here, Peter emphasizes a couple of things.
第一个，我们被拣选。
First, we were chosen.
我们能够在这里，这个不是偶然的。
To be here is not just pure chance.
表面上看起来，我们的朋友邀请我们到这里。
On the surface, it seems like a simple invitation by your friend.
表面上看起来，因为我出生在真耶稣教会的家庭里头。
On the surface, it looks like you just happened to be born into a GDHC family.
是的，这也只是一个表面上，的确是这样子。
Yes, on the surface, the truth is this.
但是真实的一面，这是神的爱，这是神的拣选。
But in truth, this is God's love, and this is his choosing.
在这里彼得他又强调的说，我们是金尊的祭司。
Here, Peter emphasizes that we are royal priesthood.
这个强调对当时的犹太人的基督徒是很强烈的。
This emphasis back then was very important to the Jewish people.
因为在过去犹太人的生活里头只有立位支派的人才有可能来做祭司。
Because in the Jewish culture, only Levites were allowed to become priests.
也只有亚伦家族的人才能够成为大祭司。
And only those of Aaron's family were be able to become the high priest.
那在这里彼得说，只要我们是在基督耶稣里头，我们都是金尊的祭司。
But Peter says here, as long as we are in Christ's family, then we are his royal priests.
所以我们也常常感谢主耶稣因为主耶稣的宝血，主耶稣的救赎恩典，我们被拣选，我们是金尊的祭司。
So because of God's blessing, we are able to become his royal priests.
所以我们常常说，我们在新约时代是更有恩典的，更有福气的。
So that's why we say in the New Testament, we are even more blessed.
是的，这是一件值得高兴、庆幸的事情。
Yes, this is a thing to be very happy about.
能够成为神的祭司，来侍奉神，来敬拜神。
To be able to become a priest, to serve him and to worship him.
但是今天因为是我们的祷告所以我也想要来强调这所谓的祭司一项很重要的工作。
Because this is a prayer session, I would like to emphasize a certain task that priests have to do.
我们请看希伯来书第七章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25.
我们先读二十七节，这位祭司永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。
24, but he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
这个是在讲主耶稣。
Here, this refers to Jesus.
二十五节，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是常年活着，替他们祈求。
25, therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them.
主耶稣来到世界上，他担负了几样重要的工作。
So when Jesus came to this world, he fulfilled very important tasks.
这都跟我们的救得救跟领受恩典有关系。
And these are all relevant to our salvation.
其中一项重要的职任就是大祭司。
And one of these important tasks was to be a priest.
因为主耶稣，所以我们能够来到神的面前。
Because of Jesus, we are able to come before God.
因为主耶稣，所以我们不是来到审判台前，我们现在是来到施恩的宝座前。
Because of Jesus, we are not judged, but instead we come before the mercy seat.
到底主耶稣现在复活升天了，他在做什么？
So after Jesus resurrected into heaven, what is he doing now?
这里清楚地告诉我们说，他常年活着，替他们祈求。
Here it tells us he ever lives to make intercession for us.
主耶稣他仍然担负着这个大祭司的工作，他继续地在为我们祈求。
So Jesus continues his role as a high priest and continues to make intercession for us.
所以从这里我们可以看到祭司 啊，有一项很重要的工作。
So here we see a priest has a very important job.
啊，这个所谓敬拜神有一项很重要的事情。
And in worshiping God, there is a very important thing.
啊，就是祷告，就是祈求。
That is to pray.
好，所以我们很高兴啊，今天我们不是利未族的，我们不是亚伦的后代，但是我们是在神的国度里头，我们是祭司。
So that's why we are very happy, even though we are not Levites nor descendants of Aaron, we can still worship God.
好，那我们既然是祭司，好，我们也要尽我们祭司的本分。
And since we are priests, we must fulfill that role.
好，我们要像主耶稣这样子啊，来为众人来祈求。
We also must be like Jesus and make intercession for everyone.
啊，这也是保罗在勉励弟兄姐妹他常常强调的一个项目。
And this is something that Paul emphasized in his encouragements.
请我们来看彼得前书第二章，不是提摩太前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章第一节。
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
保罗说：“我劝你们，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。”
1. Therefore I exert first of all that supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
保罗说：“我们要为一件很重要的事情，我们要为万人来祷告。”
So Paul told us about a very important task, that is praying for everyone.
哦，那我们也就可以知道说，祷告这件事情在我们的生活当中啊，它有多么的重要。
And we know how important prayer is in our life.
啊，我们真的要常常多找时间、花时间来做祷告。
Therefore, we must find more time to be in prayer.
啊，我们不能够很高兴的说我是祭司，但是我们不做祷告。
You cannot confidently say you are a priest without prayer.
好，如果我们说我是基督徒，我是祭司，那我们要真的很努力的找时间多做祷告。
If we are a Christian and if we are a priest, then we must diligently find time to pray.
好，说为万人祷告，我们就知道我们真的要花很多时间祷告。
And to pray for everyone, we must spend a lot of time in prayer.
那到底这个万人要是指着谁？
Exactly, what does everyone refer to?
那我就把分成几类让我们知道说我们到底要为谁祷告。
So let's split it into a couple of categories to know how we should pray.
在我们的生活在我们的生活里头一定我们有认为很重要的人。
In our life, we have very important people.
我们的亲人。在生活当中常常他们是很重要的。
Those who are close to us are very important.
对做父母亲的来讲儿女总是最重要的。
To parents, their children are the most important.
我们在很多的事情上面没有什么怨言的来为我们的儿女来付出。不抱怨的为儿女来付出。
Usually they uncomplainingly offer.A sacrifice for their children.
因为我们的儿女是我们做父母亲人生生活当中最重要的一部分。
Because to parents, children are the most important part of their life.
既然儿女是重要的，所以我们要为儿女祷告。
And because their children are so important, you must pray for them.
我们做父母亲的越来越发现父母亲真的是我们真的是很有限。
But as a parent, you often find that you have limitations.
在儿女。幼小的时候，他们总认为父母亲这个很伟大什么事情都会。
And when children are little, they think that their parents can do everything and that they're the best.
但是渐渐的，儿女也会发现其实父母亲也是人，也真的是那么的有限。
But later, children discover that their parents are also humans and they have their limits.
有时候这也是一个原因之一让儿女跟父母的沟通越来越少。
And that.Could be a reason why the communication between children and parents tends to become less and less.
讲了父母亲也不明白。
And if they speak, their parents don't understand.
告诉他们的也帮不了什么忙。
And in the end, they still can't help that much.
但是我们有祷告，我们可以为儿女祷告。
But with prayer, you can pray for your children.
我们请看耶伯记第一章。
Let's look at Job.
耶伯记第一章第五节。
Job chapter 1 verse 5.
耶伯记第一章第五节。
Job chapter 1 verse 5。
第五节，宴席日子过了，耶伯达花人去叫他的儿女自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目，献欢祭因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。耶伯常常这样行。
5. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly.
一个有信仰的人爱儿女也要包括着关心他们的灵性。
So as a person with faith, when it comes to your children, you must also worry about their faith.
这里耶伯他常常这样做，他常常为儿女献祭。
Job did this regularly, and he often sacrificed for them.
就我们今天来讲，就是我们常常为我们的儿女祷告。
Today, this means that we should pray often for our children.
有时候我们不知道的话，都不会紧张，都不会烦恼。
Sometimes, if we don't know, we don't have any worries.
如果知道了，真的有时候为我们的儿女捏了一把冷汗。
But if we know, then we often break out in cold sweat.
儿女长大了。他们从事什么活动，他们在做什么，不是我们所能够掌握的。
And what your children do when they grow up is not in the palm of your hand.
做父母的，今天的父母真的是这么的无可奈何吗？
But is being a parent today so despair?
感谢主，我们有信仰。
But thank God we have faith.
感谢主，我们有耶稣。
Thank God that we have Jesus Christ.
感谢神，我是祭司，我能够用祷告，我来为我的儿女祷告。
Thank God that I'm a priest and I can pray for my children.
真的，有时候儿女是离我们很远要搭飞机才到。在很远的城市，我们的儿女住在很远的城市。
So if our children live in a city far away,
你说做父母的，你能够做什么
？As a parent, what can you do?
这个上了大学，他可能就离开家到外头去求学。
If they are in college, they may leave home and go abroad.
这样的年纪，好像他什么事情都比我们懂。
And at that age, it seems like they know more than their parents.
但是他们也常常会做出一些所谓愚昧的、幼稚的事情。
But they may do some foolish, naive things.
你真的难怪这个父母亲常常是会忧虑的。
No wonder parents are often so worried.
所以我们儿女是我们生命中重要的人物，我们要为他们祷告。
So if children are the most important part of your life, then you must pray for them.
反过来讲也是这样子。
Conversely, it is the same.
父母亲的恩典这么的大。
If the blessings of the parents are so great.
每一位做儿女的父母亲是我们人生里头最重要的人物。
Then as children, your parents are often a very important part of your life.
所以做儿女的要常常为父母亲来祷告。
So as children, you also must often pray for your parents.
在生活当中最亲密的就是我们的配偶。
Usually, the person closest to you will be your spouse.
我们常常为儿女祷告，这好像这是很自然的事情。
So if you pray for your children, it seems very natural.
不但要为儿女祷告，也要为我们的配偶祷告。
But not only must you pray for your children, but also for your spouse.
我们是否忽略了为我们的配偶祷告
？Sometimes we neglect praying for our spouse.
如果说配偶是不是你人生当中很重要的人物，答案是肯定的。
Whether or not your spouse is an important person in your life should be a given.
有没有常常为配偶祷告或许就答案不是那么肯定。
But whether or not you frequently pray for your spouse may not be that simple.
在我们生活当中除了亲人之外，还有许许多多的人，他们也是重要的人。
In our life, besides the people closest to us, there are also important people.
那在信仰的道路上面我们弟兄姐妹之间，我们彼此都是重要的人。
In our walk of faith, our brothers and sisters around us are also important people.
因为我们受洗归入主耶稣基督，我们成为一个身体。
Because we are baptized into Jesus Christ, we are all one body.
我们很容易的就能够知道弟兄姐妹的病痛，弟兄姐妹的软弱。
And thus we easily know the problems of our brothers and sisters and their weaknesses.
所以我们要为弟兄姐妹常常来代祷。
Thus we must also often pray for our brothers and sisters.
主耶稣也曾经特别为彼得代祷。
Jesus once also specifically prayed for Peter.
因为这是主耶稣所拣选的门徒之一。
Because he was one of the chosen disciples.
我们请看路加福音二十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章三十一节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 31.
三十一节，主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你，你们好像筛你们，像筛麦子一样。”
31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat.
这里用西门彼得做代表啊，其实这包括着耶稣的啊这十二个门徒。
Here Simon is an example, but this applies to all the disciples.
主耶稣知道将要发生的事情。
Jesus knew what was going to happen.
主耶稣知道门徒他们的将要遇见的遭遇。
And he knew what the disciples would have to face.
主耶稣知道他们会怎样来他们对这样的遭遇会有怎样的反应。
And he knew what their response would be.
从人来看就是软弱，就是脆弱，就是失败。
From man's perspective, it is weakness and it is failure.
那主耶稣怎么做呢？
But how did Jesus respond?
三十二节，但我已经为你祈求，叫你们不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你，坚固你的弟兄。
32. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren.
主耶稣不是说放弃你们。
Jesus did not give up on them.
主耶稣说我已经为你祷告了。
Instead, he said, "But I have already prayed for you."
有时候真的讲不通。
Sometimes speaking cannot be as clear.
对方就是这样子的越离越远这个总是把劝告听不进去。
Sometimes they cannot properly understand.
那越走越越偏。
And the more they walk, the more they stray.
不用放弃。
But do not give up.
可以为他们祷告。
You can pray for them.
祷告就是祭司一件很重要的工作。
And prayer is an important job of a priest.
在这个社会上又有一些重要的人物。
And in the society, there are important people.
但是好像跟我们没有什么关系。
But they seem to not be that relevant to us.
比如说这些政治人物 politician.
For instance, political leaders.
在我们的信仰里头我们不鼓励我们弟兄姐妹去从政。
In our faith, we don't encourage people to
be a political 那个政治人物 politician.
We don't encourage them to become political leaders.
那是不是这样的人跟我们就没有关系？
But are these people unrelated to us?
其实我们要为这样的人祷告。
But rather, we must pray for these people as well.
我们请参考耶利米书二十九章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7.
第七节，我所使你们被掳到的那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告主，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。
7. And seek the peace of the city where I've caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace.
谁在带领那一座城市？
So who is leading that city?
谁在带领那一个国家？
Who is leading that country?
就是这一些领导者。
It would be the political leaders.
那他们所做的一些决定或者是政策，常常会影响到老百姓的生活。
And their decisions will affect the common people.
可以的话，我们希望我们有一个很好的生活环境、信仰环境。
And hopefully we hope to have a good environment in which to have our faith.
那这个常常跟一个社会、一个国家的一些条例、政策会有关系。
And this will often have to do with our country and the leaders that lead it.
所以我们住在哪里，我们就为那个地方祷告。
So therefore, where we live, we should pray for that place.
为那个地方的领导者祷告。
To pray for the leaders of that place.
因为其实这跟我们的生活、跟我们的信仰都有关系的。
Because they are related to our life and our faith.
教会也是人的一个集合。
Church is a place where people gather.
一群特定的人的集合。
A meeting point for a specific group of people.
就是被主耶稣的宝血 所买所救赎的人。
And they are the people that have been bought by Jesus' blood.
哦，那既然是人，啊，所以就会有很多的工作在这个人群里头。
And because there are people, there is a lot of work to be done by them.
哦，所以我们也要彼此的代祷。
So therefore, we must pray for each other.
哦，为教会里头的这些工作人员祷告。
And to pray for the workers of the church.
我们请看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章十一节。
Second Corinthians chapter one, verse one.
十一节。
Verse 11.
保罗说：“你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。”
Verse 11. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many.
啊，不一定每一个人都像保罗一样这样被拣选。到处的去传福音。
Not everyone can be like Paul, who is chosen to spread the gospel in a variety of places.
但是每一个人都可以跟保罗的工作有份。
But everyone can have a part in Paul's work.
所以这里保罗提醒说，用祈祷来帮助我们。
That's why Paul notes that prayer can give him great help.
是的，在教会里头的一些事工啊，并不一定我们有办法去参与。
Of course, there are some holy work that we cannot do.
但是不等于你就跟这些事工没有份。
But that does not mean that this work is irrelevant to you.
我们负起我们祭司的职分，我们为这些事工，为这些参与的人来代祷。
So as a priest, we must pray for the work and the people that do it.
那一定会有更多的人是充满着感恩。
And of course, there will be more people filled with this thanks.
因为在事工的推行之下，他们蒙受了恩典。
Because through this, they have also received grace.
我们也无可否认的，在我们的生活当中，其实有好多的人被我们忽略了。
And we cannot neglect the people who
被我们 neglect.
And we mustn't forget the people who neglect us.
我们忽略别人 ，we neglect others.
So we must not forget those who we neglect.
因为人都有一个软弱哈，我们容易只是看到外表。
Because everyone has a weakness, we are only able to see the surface.
我们容易被那种很抢眼的、很有吸引力的吸引住了。
And we are easily dragged away by those who are very charismatic.
那所以我们也忽略了生活当中许多的人。
So that means that we have neglected people in our lives as well.
其实有时候有人是很无助的 ，hopeless, helpless.
Of course, there are people who are helpless.
有一些人是很没有希望的。
And there are people who do not have hope.
有些人真的是很脆弱的。
And some people are very weak.
有些人真的是有病痛的。
And some people have illnesses.
有些人真的是很卑微。
And some people are very
lowly.
Lowly.
有些因为这样子，有些人甚至他们把自己是躲在角落里头。
And that's why they hide themselves in corners.
本来就不很显眼，又把自己躲起来。
They were originally not that prominent, and then they hide themselves.
我们要为这样的人，我们要去看见这样的人，为他们祷告。
We must specifically look for these people and then pray for them.
事实上，我们也是很有限的。
Of course, we have our limitations.
是的，我们其实，在某些事情上面，我们也是很脆弱。
And in some things, we are very weak as well.
那同样软弱、同样脆弱的人，我怎么来帮助别人
？So if we are weak, how can we help other people？
这就是做祭司宝贵的地方。
And this is another job for a priest。
我们能够把这些人放在我们的祷告里头。
The fact that we can have these people in our prayers。
我们可以为这些事情来做祷告。
And that we can pray for these things。
主若愿意，就可以给我们力量，可以给我们有方法来帮助这些人。
If God is willing, He will give us a strength and a way to help these people.
甚至透过我们的代祷，神就自己让这样的人站起来。
And through our prayer, God will help these people to stand.
透过我们的代祷，神自己让这样的人走出来。
And through our prayer, God will help these people to walk on their own.
透过我们的代祷，神自己让这样的人刚强起来。
And through our prayer, God will strengthen these people.
问题是我们有没有真的在尽我们祭司的这个职责？
But the question is whether or not we are fulfilling our duty as a priest.
我一直反复的强调，我们也很有限，我们也很软弱。
Of course, I emphasize that we have our limits and we are weak.
所以也不要忘了为自己祷告。
So of course, do not forget to pray for yourself.
所以这个就是做祭司为万人来祷告。
And this is the task of a priest to pray for all people.
所以想想看，我们一天用多少时间在祷告。
So think about the amount of time you use in a day to pray.
我们在一个星期里头有没有至少一次有至少30分钟的祷告。
In a week, do you pray at least 30 minutes?
如果我们自己没有祷告的生活，那我们怎么可以说我是基督徒，我是祭司？
If you do not lead a life of prayer, how can you say that you are a Christian and you are a priest?
我们请看撒母耳记上12章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 12.
这撒母耳也是一个祭司。
Samuel was also a priest.
撒母耳记上十二章二十三节。
First Samuel chapter 12 verse 23.
二十三节，至于我断不停止为你们祷告我如果没有这样子做，就是得罪神，我必以善道正路指教你们。
23. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
这个是撒母耳他在已经到退休的时候。
This was the age of Samuel's retirement.
他很多的事工他退休了。
And he had retired from a lot of his works.
但是他说有一件事情我没有退休。
But he said there's one thing I have not retired from.
他说我一定不停止为大家祷告。
And he said that it was not ceasing to pray for everyone.
我如果没有继续为大家祷告，那我就是得罪神。
And if I do not pray for all the people, I should sin against the Lord.
代祷是一种恩典，是一种福气。
So praying for other people is a type of blessing.
代祷也是一个也是一个奥秘。
And prayer itself is a mystery.
当我们花时间在为人祷告。
When we pray for other people.
你知道吗？别人蒙福，我们也蒙福。
Not only will other people be benefited, but we will also benefit as well.
我们为别人的某件事情 在祈求。
When we pray for another person.
那我们没有为自己祈求的事情，神也为我们成全了。
And the things that we did not pray for ourselves, God will grant.
这是很多弟兄姐妹在分享祷告代祷的时候共同有的一个体验。
And a lot of brothers and sisters who pray for one another have this experience.
好，请我们再看民数记第六章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 6.
民数记第六章二十二节。
Numbers chapter 6 verse 22.
二十二、二十三，神晓谕摩西说：“你告诉亚伦和他的儿子说，你们要这样为以色列人祝福。”
22. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 23. Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel.
这个亚伦跟他的儿子这也是祭司。
So Aaron and his sons were priests.
那神吩咐他们说要为以色列人祝福。
And God told them that you must bless the children of Israel.
二十四节，愿主赐福给你，保护你。
24. The Lord bless you and keep you.
二十五节，愿神使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
25. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
二十六节，愿神向你扬脸，赐你平安。
26. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
27节，他们要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。
27. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them.
多么美妙的最后的那一句话，这样为以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。
What a wonderful phrase this is. They shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them.
为别人代祷，这绝对的是双赢。
So when you pray for other people, it is actually beneficial both ways.
别人得福，我们也得福。
Other people benefit, and we do as well.
所以在我们的祷告里头我们也要用我们的祷告多多的来祝福别人。
So through our prayer, we can use it to abundantly bless others.
今天我们都是祭司。
Today we are all priests.
哦，我花时间为你祷告，为你祝福。
And I spend time praying for you and blessing for you.
你也花时间为我祷告，为我祝福。
And you also spend time praying for me and blessing me.
怎么有可能不蒙神的祝福？
How could it be that we don't obtain God's blessings?
如果我们觉得啊，我们好像缺少福气。
If we feel that we are lacking in this.
啊，如果我们觉得我们教会缺少神的恩典。
If we feel that our church is lacking in God's blessing.
那我想就是我们没有在尽祭司的职分。
Then I think it is because we are not fulfilling our role as a priest.
我们没有在彼此祝福。
If we are not blessing each other.
我们缺少了彼此的代祷。
Then we are lacking in prayers for each other.
在这里告诉我们特别提到几个项目。
Here it talks about a couple important points.
我们要祝福弟兄姐妹，求神保护他们。
We have to ask God to bless and protect our brothers and sisters.
是的，我们生活在充满危险的真实的环境里头。
It is true that our life is filled with a lot of peril.
我们不但要保护我们身体的安全。
Not only do we have to protect our physical self.
还有很重要的，我们要保护坚持我们的信仰。
But moreover, we have to protect our spiritual self.
所以我们要彼此祝福，求神保护我们。
So we have to constantly pray for each other and ask for God's protection.
保守弟兄姐妹不离开神的道理。
To protect our brothers and sisters so they do not leave from God.
保守弟兄姐妹生活在神的爱里头。
Protect the brothers and sisters so that they can live in God's love.
保守弟兄姐妹生活在教会的团契里头。
Protect them so that they can live in fellowship with the church.
我们为弟兄姐妹祝福，求神的爱来充满他们。
So we should bless our brothers and sisters and ask for the love of God to fill them.
我们为弟兄姐妹祝福，求神跟弟兄姐妹同在。
And we ask God to bless them so that we can be all together.
我们常常很容易的就会觉得我们失去了平安，缺少了平安。
Sometimes we often feel that we lack peace.
所以我们为弟兄姐妹祝福，求神仰脸来看他们。
So that's why we should ask God to protect our brothers and sisters.
我们求神能够赐给弟兄姐妹平安。
So we can ask God for peace for our brothers and sisters.
我们求神赐给弟兄姐妹有力量来行道。
We should ask God to give everyone the strength.
我们求神祝福弟兄姐妹有信心来依靠神。
And we ask God for faith in order to rely on Him.
我们求神照主耶稣所给我们的应许，保守我们在他里头，来享受在他里头的平安。
And we should ask for God's promise so that we can remain in Him.
有一种最大的平安。
And there is a type of the greatest peace.
这也是当我们在执行祭司的职分的时候，我们可以享有的。
And this is a blessing we can have when we are a priest.
我们请看罗马书十二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章十四节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 14.
十四节，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
人际的关系常常是我们生活当中一个很大的困扰。
Sometimes interpersonal relationships are one of the greatest difficulties in our life.
在生活当中，难免会有一些我们觉得是跟我们好像是对敌敌对我们的人。
And in our life, we will feel that there are people who oppose us.
甚至有一些人其实跟我们也没有什么相干，但是我们就觉得很讨厌。
There are some people who didn't even do anything, but for some reason we just don't like them.
当你生活当中你觉得你有很讨厌的人。
If there are people who you do not like in your life.
当我们的生活当中我们觉得有一些人好像是跟我们敌对的。
And if you feel that there are people opposing you.
这样我们就没有平安。
Then you have no peace.
但是当我们来执行祭司的职分，
But once we have the power of a priest,
我们也为这些这样的人祷告。
We can also pray for these people.
甚至像这个经节所说的，我们不是咒诅，我们只是为他们祝福。
Like this verse says here that we do not curse, but we only bless.
我们如果真的这样做，
If we truly do this,
我们真的觉得，我们真的是被，我们真的自由了。
Then you will feel that you have true freedom.
你没有被那种 厌恨或者那种讨厌把你捆绑。
You will not be bound by feelings of hate.
很多人想要跳脱这样的困境，这样的捆绑。
A lot of people seek to escape these bonds.
但是他们做不到。
But they can't do it.
知识上知道要放了，要把它放开。
And they want to let it go.
但是怎么有办法放得开？
But it's very difficult to do so.
也知道说最好是把它忘了。
They know it's best to forget about it.
但是对不起，你不是电脑。
But sorry, you're not a computer.
你不是按一个键说 delete 去除，它就消除了。
There is no delete option.
你越是要忘记，越是记得，越是深刻。
The more you want to forget, the more you remember, and the more it impacts you.
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise God.
我们是被主耶稣所拣选的，我们是祭司。
We have been chosen by God to become priests.
我们把这样的人放在祷告里头。
And we can put these types of people in our prayer.
照圣经给我们的教导，我们来执行这个祭司的工作。我们来祝福他们。
And according to the work of a priest, we should bless these people.
很奇妙的，不用有太多的挣扎。
And then miraculously, we will not struggle anymore.
我们真的跳脱了这种不满，这种厌恨、讨厌。
We can shed these feelings of dissatisfaction and hate.
这做一个真正自由的人。
So we can become a truly free person.
在这样的自由里头，来享受这种很难得的平安。
So that we can have this hard to obtain peace.
我们现在就用20分钟，我们来执行这个祭司的工作。
So we're going to have the next 20 minutes to fulfill the role of a priest.
除了我们自己之外，希望我们的心目中已经有一些我们要代祷的对象。
Other than ourselves, we should have a couple people in our minds to pray for.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands may come forward.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.